Over the years, I've spent a lot of time trawling for inspiration in secondhand bookstores. Discarded auction catalogs I found there became my primary muses for a while. I made a number of paintings based on porcelain figurines I saw in these catalogs. Number 329, Edit, is one of these. At first glance, these figurines seemed like such mundane, kitschy objects found on Grandma's mantle, but the longer I looked, the more perverse and sinister they seemed. There's a lot of fetish and colonial attitude in them, and of course, the aim of an auction catalog is to incite the desire to possess. I blew these images up as if to put them under a magnifying glass or microscope for closer inspection. The cinematic device of the close-up was also on my mind. I chose to tightly crop this image, making her much larger than life. I wonder if she's based on a living model who posed in an Austrian porcelain factory or a classical Greek sculpture. She's been sculpted, molded, photographed, painted, circulated as a digital file, and printed. For all we know, there could be a lineage stretching back thousands of years of artists, designers, and craftspeople who've considered this very figure and how her hands interact with her hair, the hue of her lips, cheeks, and eyes, the relative detail or suggestion of her nipples. Each iteration has its own philosophical and political implications. Considering art through the lens of gender often presumes the distinction or separation of the subject and the viewer. As a female artist depicting a female subject, I experience a certain collapse in this distinction. Collapse is also present in how the piece is painted. There are areas within the painting where the illusion of three-dimensional form and glazed surface is fairly convincing. Other areas bluntly reveal material truths. For the most part, it is a very thinly painted piece. Some of the highlights are not painted at all. They're untouched white ground. Here and there, you can see drips, blobs, and brushstrokes just nakedly being painted.